2. Stone woke at his usual 7 a.m., but worse than usual for the wear.
"Groan," he said.
Holly stirred beside him.
"Groan here, too. What were we drinking last night?"
"Bourbon and Dom Perignon," Stone said. "And I think there was some red wine in between."
"My head remembers them all," Holly said. "Aspirin?"
"In your medicine cabinet," he replied, and Holly padded across the bedroom to her bathroom.
"Bring me 3, Stone called out, "and some water."
Holly returned with the aspirin bottle and a glass of water, and they both partook.
"A good breakfast will chase away the hangover," Stone said, picking up the phone and buzzing Helene, his housekeeper.
He ordered scrambled eggs with cheese, bacon, English muffins, orange juice, and coffee, then hung up.
"Thank God we don't have to fix breakfast," Holly said.
"Or go out for it. Dino does that every day, goes to some diner near his apartment."
"Couldn't face it."
Holly pulled the covers over her head.
"Didn't we have some sort of conversation with Dino last night? Something about Shelley Bach?"
"Groan again," Holly said, her voice muffled.
"Don't want to know." "There's been a nationwide APB out for her for, what, 9, 10 months? How can she elude law enforcement for that long in this day and age?"
"Can't be done,"
Holly said, still muffled. Stone pulled down the covers far enough to expose her lips, then kissed her.
"Tell me how you'd do that if you were Shelley."
"Well," Holly said, "she was an assistant director of the FBI, after all. That means she knows how law enforcement finds fleeing felons. Also, she had access to equipment and computers that would allow her to make fake IDs, driver's licenses, etc. Probably even passports. We know she switched cars early in the chase. She probably bought a car under a false name. And she must have had some sort of hideout ready. Something out of the way and quiet. She's got to be calling Dino from a throwaway cell phone, the greatest aid to criminal conduct since the blackjack. The FBI would have to be very lucky indeed to catch her."
"You have a point," Stone said.
"I have many points."
"She's such a striking woman that it's a wonder she could move around in public without being spotted by some citizen. After all, her face was all over TV last summer and fall."
"Yeah, but the only photo they had was the one on her FBI ID," Holly said. "Just a straight-on, washed-out B&W shot, no better than a mug shot, really, and her hair was short when that picture was taken. Hair dye and makeup can work wonders for a girl these days."
She held up a strand of her auburn hair. "Look at this." The bell on the dumbwaiter rang, and Stone got out of bed and brought back the big breakfast tray, complete with the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Stone took the front page of the Times and handed the rest to Holly.
"I can't face the news without something in my stomach besides champagne," she said.
Stone went to the bar fridge, came back with a half bottle of Schramsberg Blanc de Blanc, and popped the cork.
"Hair of the dog," he said, pouring half a glass and adding orange juice.
"A mimosa," she said. "Just the thing."
"A Buck's Fizz, the Brits call it. I like that better."
Holly took a long draft.
"Whatever you call it, it hits the spot."
They dug into breakfast. Dino finished breakfast at his local diner, then got out his cell phone and speed-dialed FBI headquarters in Washington.
"Deputy Director Kerry Smith," he said to the operator. "Lieutenant Dino Bichetti, NYPD, calling."
"Deputy Director Smith's office," a secretary said. "Lieutenant Bichetti?"
"Right here."
"He's... no, wait, he just got off the line."
There was a click. Then Kerry Smith said,
"Dino? One and the same.
How are you?"
"A little hungover," Dino admitted. "We closed Elaine's last night, for the last time."
"You know, I never made it there,"
Carrie replied.
Too late now, Dino said. You know who else was there?
Who?
Your former assistant director, Miss Bach.
You saw her? Did you call it in?
No, she saw me. There was a message from her on my answering machine when I got in. You want to hear it?
Yes, please. Dino held the phone next to the machine and pressed the button. When she had finished talking, he put the phone back to his ear.
Could you hear that?
Yes, and I recorded it so I don't have to send two agents over there to rip out your phone and take the tape.
That's kind of you, Carrie. What now?
I'll alert the New York field office, and they'll take it from there.
You want me to put out an APB with my department? Your guys don't know anything about finding a fugitive in New York.
I don't accept that contention, but I accept your offer of an APB. What do you think your chances are of finding her?
About the same as yours, Dino said. Zip, pretty much. She's a smart girl, you should forgive the expression, and if you haven't run her down so far, you're not likely to get her now. There are 8 million stories in the city, and hers is only one of them.
You're probably right, Carrie said. But I'll deny I ever said that. There's more bad news on that front. Shelley had substantial inheritances from her grandfather and her mother, and she moved her capital out of the country through a series of offshore banks. She worked on capital tracing cases early in her career, so she knows how to do that.
So she's well-financed?
Extremely.
I could never get her to talk much about her background, Dino said. What do you know about her?
Born in Philadelphia, where her grandfather owned a large department store. Her father died in a riding accident when she was 7. Fell off a horse and broke his neck. She and her mother moved in with the grandparents, and she had a happy life. College at Mount Holyoke and Harvard Law School, where she edited the Law Review. Joined a New York firm after school, lasted a couple of years, hated it. Joined the Bureau for excitement, I guess. And she did well.
Suppose she shows up. What do you want me to do?
Are you nuts? Arrest her.
I'd feel bad about that, Dino said. We got close when I was in D.C.
Yeah? Well, she and I were close for a couple of years, too. But I wouldn't hesitate to clap irons on her.
Yes, you would,
Dino said. Well, maybe for a second or two, Carrie admitted. She was really something.
Yeah, Dino said. She was. See you, Carrie.
He hung up and waved at a waitress for another cup of coffee.